Rabosai, I want to just bring in a couple of, so to speak, inyanim connected to the Tosfos that we just read, on Davav by Borham Isgalgel. There's an important yisod that emerges in Tosfos, but Tosfos doesn't elaborate on what it's based on. It has to do with the gears in the Gemara that Tosfos says that Rashi took out, and Rashi took it out. Tosfos explains why, and Tosfos feels that we could leave it in. That is as follows. The Gemara works out on Kimta for the Tzad HaShava to be Bar Mizgalgel, and the Gemara ultimately works out the case that it was Afgirinu. Bar Mizgalgel means it was Ragi Adam, Ragi Behema. It moved from one place to the other by virtue of being kicked by, again, either animal or person. And it was Mazik in the other place, and you need a Tzad HaShava to Mechayiv the Balat HaKala. After all, it's not exactly like a bor, because in this case it was not Ma'is of Garmel. That's the Maskanas HaGemara. But along the way, the Gemara raises questions, what's the case? And according to the Girsa that Rashi took out, the Gemara raised the question that if it was Mazik as it was moving, Iba Hada'azli Kamaski Kolchohu. Kolchohu means that it's the Koach of the person that was kicking it, meaning the Adam. In which case, Gemara is asking, seemingly, what? That the person would be chayef for Adam HaMazik. Kolcho is a kolcho of the Adam. So therefore, it's not a Tzad HaShava. We know exactly the halacha. The halacha is that the Adam would be chayef. And what about the person whose takola was, that was moving? So that's not clear. So if you go with this, it means either the Adam is chayef and the Baal takola is chayef, and that could be the kasha. Again, there's no need for Tzad HaShava because we know everyone is chayef. Or, as Tosfos is going to say, the kasha would be that Adam would be chayv completely, and the Baal HaTakala, whose takala was mazik as it's being kicked, would not be chayv at all. Now, Rashi took out the girsa completely. Tosfos says, why? Because the Gemara says in the third parak, Ein darkan shel b'nei adam isbonein bedrachim, and therefore there's no reason to fault the person for having caused the takala to be kicked. Tosis Vishitaso explained, Tosis understands that Gemara to mean that Adam Ud La'olam doesn't extend to Onis Gamur. That's Pshat in the Gemara. The Ramban is the other way to learn the Gemara. Pshia Sanizik. Either way, we would say that the Gemara couldn't be asking such a kasha that the Adam is chayiv because of Kocho, because he's not chayiv. Tosis disagrees. Tosis says, no, the Gemara could be asking this kasha. We could leave the Girsa in. I ain't dark and we spun in Bidrachim, says Tosis. The difference is, in terms of a person just being mazik in a normal way of walking. But here we're talking about something abnormal about the way he's walking, because what happens when he walks? He kicks something that's there and now flying through the air and being mazik. Obviously, he wasn't walking in the most normal ways. It's a bit of a deviation in the way he's walking. So the Rosh puts it, to walk in an abnormal way, that's already not part of Ein Darkan Mizbonin B'drachim, and therefore the Gemara could be asking that the Adam is Chayiv. Okay, so now that we preserve the Girsa, now the question is, the Adam is Chayiv, where does that leave us in terms of the Baal HaTakala? So it doesn't say in the Gemara, Tosfos takes for granted, it would mean that the Baal HaTakala would be totally absolved. Even though you could argue that he should be Chayiv as well, and what would be the basis for his Chiyuv? So not Bor, because it's now in motion, so it would be Eish. And it's interesting, that means that the fact that it was flying through the air by virtue of the force of the Adam who kicked it. So that would be called Ruach Mitzuya, like Eish. You have to know, there's maybe a Mashmos in Rashi and Daf Yutes that would not exactly be Eish. But okay, this is what Tosfos assumes, that this would be a case of Eish. And this would be basic to Mechayiv the Baal HaTakala, but when I Mechayiv him, because the Adam ends up assuming the Chiv. Tosfos now qualifies this. This is only by Ragi Adam, not by Ragi Behema. Right? But moreover, and that's what Tosfos brings in the Gemara by Kelev, Shnato Chavrara, that the Gemara is asking, let them both be Chayiv, the Baal HaKelev and the Baal HaGacheles. The Kelev took a Gacheles and lit something and it burnt. So the Baal HaKelev should be Chayiv as well as the Baal HaGacheles, the Gemara asks. So that means that this is not a simple rule. The answer is no, that's a kelev, that's an animal. But by an Adam, the chiv Adam takes away the basis for any chiv of the Baal HaTakala. But then Tosfos further refines this. It's not just about a person, a bardeya. But maybe before I say that, this Tosfos brings a raya, just gives the example. He says, by Eish and by Bor. Namely, a person consciously takes someone's garment, talis or chavero, and he puts it into another person's fire. Or he takes a shor of somebody else and pushes it into the bor of another person. Tosis kedavar pashut, that the Baal Ha'esh, or the Baal Ha'bor, is not chayiv, but only the person who took the beged or the shor of somebody else and caused this takala, this bor, this esh to be mazik, then that person will be chayiv, and not the person who owns the fire owns the esh. But Tosis says, there's only two by an adam, not by behema. If it's ragi behema, they both be chayiv. But then Tosis brings a few things. Number one, the Gemara later, Nun Gimel. Shava Adam Shidachfu Abor. So what you have here is what? An Adam and a Shor that jointly push perhaps another animal, Mistama, another Shor into the Bor. Linyan Nizakin Kulan Chayavin. Tosis is bothered by a question. According to my Yisod, how can we say Kulan Chayavin L'Choyro, who should be Chayiv? Only the Baal Ashor and the Baal, Baal and the Adam, right? Only the Baal Ashor, meaning Shor Baal, the Baal Ashor Hamazik and the Adam. Who should not be Chayiv? The Baal Abor. It's Tosis Kasha. Hold this Kasha. We're going to see something very interesting soon from the Ksogs on this. So Tosis has to answer Nukimta. So if I'm correct, that, again, we don't know the Svar yet fully, but if I'm correct, that an Adam that's mazik, that takes someone's chafes and causes it to become damaged through a takala of somebody else, the bala takala is off the hook. If that's true, then by the case of shor ve'adam, no, it's not just when it's one, just one person, it's an adam with a shor, that yesod should hold to pater the bala bor as well. That's what Tosa sounds like he's asking. And because of this, Tosis has to make it okimta, in that case, that the Adam, although it is an Adam that's participating in the Hezek, it's what kind of an Adam doing it? Below Kavana Klal. So below Kavana Klal, then the Chayiv Balabor Kimola Adam, then the Chayiv can be split evenly for everybody, because he so doesn't hold. It's another qualification. Not just Adam, who's Mazik, using the takala of somebody else for the hezek to occur, but even if it's an adam, it's below kavana, that would not hold. It would not absolve the bala takala. Our case in the Gemara would be asking kolchahu. That's called kavana, even though lemaisa, when he's just walking the street, he's not exactly kavana. So we explained it's below kavana klal, and there is this rishtageya. The hishtageya, that's a certain measure kavana. He's walking abnormally. That's called kavana. But this is below kavana klal. It's less than that, and that's why everybody be chayav to be like a behemah. And then Tosis has to modify what's in daladvarim. Daladvarim doesn't mean boshes, because boshes, if it's low kavana, it's not going to be chayav and boshes. Meanwhile, we see that the other chiyuvim will exist. Sari pushevis boshes, not boshes. Sari pushevis would exist. Obviously, we have to fit the standard of this below kavana that we're talking about, which is lower than our case, is still enough to be called karvo mezid. It's a strange kind of a hierarchy. That's what comes out, because we know that at the end of the second parak, in order to be chayav v'dal dvarin, you have to have some kind of karvo mezid. Stam shogeg would not exist, only for nezek, adam mudlom bin shogeg bin mezid. But for dal dvarin, anything beyond nezek, it has to be karvo mezid. So you're going to have to see that, work out this case. The Tosis is making ukimta ba'adam the shor shidachvu lebor, that it's going to be viewed as below kavana klal. So therefore, the Baal Bor can still be chayiv, but it's still a karvo mezid in terms of dal dvarim. That's going to have to just have to imagine that's still called karvo mezid in that regard. Boshes Tosis would not exist. So therefore, dal dvarim means nezik saripu in sheves and not boshes. It's different than dal dvarim of before. So we have again, this is the, and then one last point, Tosis, and even though the shore is chayiv kofer, it says linyan kofer, that the shore is chayiv, so obviously the shore is doing a big kavana. So it comes out, it's not exactly parallel to the case. Shore's contribution in this story was a shore doing a big kavana, and the Adam's contribution with the shore together was more like, Like he's sort of like tuned out a little bit, enough to be chayv dal dvarim, karav l'mezid, but in terms of this inyan, it's not called kavana, so it's not exactly the dumya teshor. Okay, this is the pashut pshat taich words of Tosis. What emerges from Tosis? There's a yesod that if an adam does a hezek al yidei takala shel adam sheni and causes hezek to a third person, so as long as it's an adam and it's bekavana. And again, this is called kavana because you're working in an abnormal way. That's called kavana in some measure. That absolves the Baal HaTakala from being chayv. What's the pshat? Why should this be so? The Achronim, we'll soon see the Rishonim already is an indication of what the pshat is. The Achronim have all kinds of ideas to understand what's pshat in Tosis. There's a piece in Rav Baruch Ber here in Siman Gimel. Shimon Shkap has a piece on it also. I think it's a Medalid. A lot of discussion about what could be going on here. So Baruch Ber initially says something which he immediately rejects. Tzarech lohavin tzfaras ha-tosus. Dipshita lohu. Again, the pater balabora balaesh. Now let's take that line of Tosus in the middle. Teda, right? Tosus is like, it's obvious, he says. Teda, forgetting our case. This is the classic example. Teda. That if in Hidlik Eish Ubo Acher v'sarf Talis Chaveru Ochaf Abor Ubo Acher v'dachav Shor Chaveru Tochol Ein Svara. What does this mean? Ein Svara She Yischayev Bala Bor Bala Eish. What's this Ein Svara? Why? What's Ein Svara? What's so Pashut to Tosis? What are we missing? The Ein Lomar says a Baruch Ber Ein Lomar. So he says that maybe it means that to the extent that it's going to happen that a person, the kavana, some measure kavana, is going to come along and push a shore into my boar or throw a talis shochavero into my eish, that is very unlikely, highly unlikely, statistically very very infrequent that such a thing will happen. It's like a ruach she'en mitzuya. So, meaning it's an onus. So he says, that cannot be what Tosis means. Ze'eno, why? Because then we have the rule called chilaso b'pshia v'sofa ba'onus. Because it's for ayidei shor, not ayidei adam, but so fell ayidei adam b'kavana, but that's not enough to make you pater. So what could be compassable svaras? There is a piece in the first, this is not, Rav Chaim doesn't talk about this case, but he talks about the following case. It's really based on the Tosis and based on Rishonim, this basic idea. But he talks about the inyan in the first piece in the Sefer, talks about Benogeh Yaharg Bal Yavor. So Gemara talks about how we know for Gimel Averis, versus Mechuyiv, to give up their life rather than commit these three Averis. Right? Avod Zorg Yor Esfich has done it. And you have to know how you learn out the makor for each of these cases. So shvichas damim, the Gemara gives a svar. Why is a person mechuyev to give up the life rather than commit murder? So the Gemara says the following svar: May chazis damach didach sumak tfei. Who's to say that your blood is more red, more sweet, more red than the other person's? In other words, sheval tasa. In other words, you have no right to go commit murder. Because, for all you know, their blood is better. In other words, so that's the svar that dictates that a person is not allowed to say, "Well, I'm going to preserve my life." Chay b'hem. So I'll do an aver. A person eat chazer to preserve their life. Reza chazer shem b'chal Shabbos if he has to preserve life. You know, if that's what's at stake. But here, what's at stake is either you'll kill the other guy or they'll kill you. So who's to say that your b'chay b'hem is no chedir b'chay b'hem, right? Someone's going to die regardless. So therefore, you have no right to commit the aveira to save your life because perhaps the other person's life is more important than your life. But l'chayra, that would be true in a case where the ritzicha is b'kum ba'aseh. To the extent that a person is passive, and this is could be negated in terms of Gilui Arayis, because you're going to compare Gilui Arayis to Shvichas Damim. So this is the question that Tosus discusses in terms of Karka Olam. But Gilui Arayis, the man's role is active, and the woman's role is passive. The Gemara calls it karka olam. So that Esther is being mosa nefesh, or not being mosa nefesh. In other words, she was willing to have relations with Achashverosh. So that's where this issue comes up. So to the extent that there's a passive, so then maybe you say to the contrary, who says that I have to resist being resist the reticha of the other person? Maybe my blood is sweeter. Who says I have to do an action to save the other person at my expense of my life? If I'm doing a maisa reticha, right? So then you could say I can't do that maisa because maybe maybe the person, other person's life, their blood is sweeter. So in that connection, Chaim just gives the following mashal. Tosus gives the mashal actually, but Chaim just discusses it. He asked Akasha. Tosus compares that case I just gave you by Gilei Arayis, where the woman is passive, to the following case of Ritzicha. What's the case of Ritzicha b'shev al tasa? That you want to say, well, if I could find a case of Ritzicha b'shev al tasa, so there the svar would go the other direction. Instead of saying, my chazis, that your blood is better than the other person's blood, here you would say, my chazis, that the other person's blood is better than yours, and therefore you're. So what would be the case? The case would be, seemingly, Tosfos says, let's say, chas v'shalom, we want to throw a person, a guy, whatever, tries to throw somebody on a baby to kill the baby. So the person is just passive. So that's a reticha v'shev al tasa. So if Chaim asks the following question, this is what I just want this nekuda. Ma inyan nar marasa l'misha mashrichin oso ala tinok v'nismaich? How can you compare the case of nar marasa where there's an aver of Gilei Arayis being committed, but on the woman's end it's passive, to the case over here which you want to consider it ritzicha b'shev al tase, because you're being taken and thrown on a tinok to smash the tinok? He says, I don't understand. Hasam, the case of the tinok, iyu l'abi ritziach kral, v'lo avar shvichas dam. The person is being thrown on the tinok, it's not pshat, they're doing ritzicha b'shev al tasa. They're not doing ritzicha at all. D'lo havi ra ke'evem v'eitz b'yad ha-ritziach shemashrich oso. What's really happening here? Who's the ritziach? This person is just a weapon, but they're not acting, they're just being used by the Rotzeach himself. The Misha Mashrich also, who are Rotzeach? Therefore, you're not mechayev to give up your life because you're not doing Ritzicha at all. Therefore, what will happen will happen. But who's the Rotzeach? No. Person says, I'll kill you if you don't let me throw you on the tinok. So is the pshat that in that case you're committing ritzicha to save your life, but you're allowed to do it because here the svara doesn't play out my chazis. Because here, if I resist, then I'm basically saying that their blood is better, but maybe my blood is better. So I can let myself be thrown because here the my chazis goes in the other direction. But that's assuming that my role here is doing ritzicha b'shev al tasa. Both say you follow the cheshbon, yeah. But he says Rav Chaim asks on Tosfos' analogy, and Tosfos carries that over to the case of Gilei Arayis by the part of the woman. That here, if the reason why we say that Gilei Arayis, that there's a halacha of Yehag Bal Yavar, it's because the pasuk compares it to ritzicha, but the svara ritzicha is only a svara if it's kumba aseh and not shev al tasa. So here the woman is shev al tasa. So Tosfos gives the mashal by Ritzicha of Mashichin Oso Al HaTinok. So Chaim asks, what kind of mashal is that? That's what he's in the middle of the piece. He asked that kasha. So what's the svar of Chaim is embracing here? That l'chor, if you're just a vehicle, you're just a weapon in the hands of someone else, you're not acting. The other person's acting. You're just a hechetimsa for that person's ma'aser Ritzicha. Did you want to take that svar and apply it over here? But we'll have to see how it applies, because we're speaking only about Adam the Kavan. But the svar will be al derech zeh over here. What Tosfos is saying, it's a davar pashut, that if somebody takes, Reuven takes Shimon's talis and throws it into Levi's esh, Reuven takes Shimon's shor and throws it into Levi's bor, it's pashut that Levi, who was madig an esh, Levi who dug a bor, is not chayev. Maybe the vort will be along the lines of this Rav Chaim in the mashal of the baby with Ritzicha, that the person who's being thrown al atinok is not called a Ritzicha, it's just a ke'evin biyada azorek. It's not. So using the other person's eish or the other person's bor is not pshat that they're mazik. Who's mazik? The person who throws the talis in, the person who throws the shor in. Maybe a svara like that. But it's not as simple as it sounds. You can tell me why it's not a good, maybe a perfect analogy. Let's see if we can fix it a little bit. Yeah?
The behema, what are you going to do with it? Why is it when the behema does it?
No. So you're asking, first of all, so why only by Adam, not why only by Adam do we say he's pater, that the Baal Bor is pater, why not behema? Either way, it's a weapon for the, whatever it is. It's just the animal's using the tongue. Animal's good. 1 point, good. Let's hear what else.
He didn't have to dig a bore. You can't blame the guy for existing and then being thrown onto the tinogi. But why should there have been an ace in the first place for this guy to then
But Lamaisa, the takolaj is being, it's not really acting as a takolaj. You're the one that's mazik. The mazik is the person that's throwing the beggar into the fire. It's not called that the fire is being mazik. The person is being mazik. That redefines, you can figure the whole case. What?
You still, by digging a bore, you allowed this potential situation to happen.
What do you mean exactly? You dug the bore, so say better. What?
That's the mazik of bore. Bore is.
Here's a good taina. I wanted you to bring it out. Because you're asking, let's talk about bore. But bore, you can hear, it's a very big difference. H maybe also, but for now, bore. If you have a mazik that's, by its very nature, the mazik is a mazik in an active way, so you could say, but here it's being used. It's being used, so we don't see this as operating as a mazik in an active way, as a mazik, which is what it means to be mazik. It's mazik actively. But you say, no, it's here, it's just a vehicle by somebody else who's just using that, so that's not called that this thing is actually acting as a mazik. It's the other person that's sort of reconfiguring the whole story to be viewed as he's the mazik. He's just using this as part of his being mazik. So just being part of that person's actions, so this is no longer acting in its own capacity. That makes sense if it's a mazik that's mazik b'maisa. The bor is always pshat that the mazik is a takala. The bor is always staying in one place. Even a normal case of bor. What really happened by bor? The nizik came to the bor and fell in. The shor fell into the bor. So in this case, the shor didn't fall into the bor. Shor was thrown into the bor by an adam. But how does that take away the shame mazik of bor? If bor, by its very definition, it's always a mazik in a sheva al tasa manner. It's just that the metzias is that the takala was here, and the accident is waiting to happen, and the shor got in there. So why would you say that if the person grabbed the shor and threw it into the bor, so it's not pshat that the bor was mazik? The same way the bor is mazik in a normal bor situation, in a normal say, the metzias of the bor allow, you know, is that there was a hezik that occurred in the bor. It happened b'meila anyway. So how does this make it less what would normally have been the case by bor? Go ahead.
Would it be the same by Eish?
So by Eish, I think you could tie in a similar... What do you think by Eish? Well, Eish is mazik as a takala. So the takala of Eish, it's mele, it burns mele. So here, it is burning. It's burning the same way. So good, someone threw it in. But why does that take away the shame mazik of Eish any more than a regular Eish? I think in bor, you hear it stronger. The svara we're trying to say is that the fact that someone else sort of co-opted this, you know, this mazik of bor, this mazik of eish, and used it for their purposes, so that sort of redefines the relationship of who's the mazik here. It's no longer that thing. That thing is just part of a larger process of mazik that the other mazik is mazik here through the eish, through the bor. Just like Rav Chaim Tain is by Ritzicha, by a person just being thrown on the tinok. He's not the Ritzeach. The person throwing him on the tinok is the Ritzeach. We're saying it's not exactly the same. In that case, you mamish can say he's not anything. Because he's not acting as a Ritzeach, he's just a vehicle for the other person. Here, a bor but is always passive. So why is it less of a mazik of a bor? Because he's being something being thrown into the bor by somebody else. And maybe by Esh as well. So maybe it's, and also why is behemoth different?
We do see by bor anyway that the concept of only certain responsibility, like do we have shor b'kech b'yom pater or in regilos l'ham?
Yeah, but now you're getting at different waters here. Now you're going back to maybe something like the Baruch Shmuel, maybe something a little different that I don't have to worry about that kind of situation. But that's a different sfar. I'm trying to work within the take the Rav Chaim and say there's other possibilities in the Chanami, but maybe there's a way to fix it a little bit. Yeah.
I mean, that's the whole word in difference between Adam and Behema. As in, when it's considered like the boar and the ish are considered a mazik, and your chayv is a bala shor, a bala boar, a bala ish, because insofar as people walk around and things walk around, and this is tikkala, and as this is a tikkala, it's normal that something will happen. So it's considered, we view it as if you're actually mazik yourself with this thing. But once... But once an Adam goes and uses it, then it becomes like it. Then a guy is taken and used it in a weird way. So then it's being used as a weapon in that scenario.
Let's see. Okay.
Yeah,
the
boar is
the
mazik by being a dharma takala. It's not a dharma takala. You push it inside. It's not like the short bell and you pushed it in. So like with the kids of the tzicha, it's not like you needed the Adam. You could have taken a rock and thrown it on the tino. So the fact that you chose the Adam, it's like it didn't matter. You didn't do anything. You don't need the boar here. You could have just put the short down. The mazik in a different way.
You don't need the boar. I mean, you could have thrown it against regular ground.
It's like if the boar wasn't the thing that...
The ish, what about the ish?
...by being mazik. He pushed it inside. It wasn't like a tekala.
I mean, I don't know. I don't see why that should be put at tekala. The fact is, because it was pushed, it's only if it's nafal by itself. Uh-huh. You're saying like more of a subtle svar. You're saying tekala is only if it's the shor is memela. You're saying it's far more by boar. And by age, what are you going to say? By age, exactly similar?
Yes.
I don't know. It's a... I tell you the truth, but Baruch Bess is something, I don't know if he means exactly what he's saying, but he does say a vort at the end. I was going to say that, I wasn't going to say it or not, but he says, it's a special svar by bor ve'esh, apparently you have to say by age as well. I think what he means is, again, to expand a little bit what he's saying, he seems to say, you see, he has other things he brings... The MS, I skipped to Osbeis here. I read you what he says. The MS Hatamhu, the Svara Satosu, see, tell me what he means, okay? The Svara Satosu, see, the Inyan Ze, Leka Kriya Klal. Kriya means Kiyechre Ishbor. The Leka Klal Din Maisen Mavir. Now it's now H2. Maisen Mavir. Umaisen Kriya, Legabe Masha Adam Osir Bekavan Aide Habor. Now think about what he means. This is what he thinks is the Pshat and Tosus. This is not what we're going with the Chaim. I mean, I think it's like a vort by itself, or unless you want to combine it. The Inyan ze leka kriya klal leka klal din ma'isa mavia u'ma'isa kriya legabi masha adam osa b'kavana idei abor. In other words, slow. What he's saying is that the machayev in bor ve'esh. The first thing is, it's clear he's saying a vort by bor ve'esh. Now, let me ask you hypothetically. This is interesting, Shaila. Connects a little bit to Sugya Chav Gimel. Reuven takes Shimon's fruit and puts it into the mouth of Levi's animal. And an animal gladly devours the fruit. Is Levi Chayev Mishum Shein? Is that the same issue as over here? Notice Tosus only gave the Teda on two cases, on Eish and Bor. What would be a case if it was, again, similar thing. Reuven took Shimon's whatever, fruit, has to be food, of course, by Shane, and he put it in the mouth of an animal owned by a third person. Normally, you have to say it's Bishus Anizik. Okay, you have to work out that's what the Gemara discusses, Pipara, Kechatsu Anizik, whatever. But separate from the Gemara's question, in Chav Gimel, right, whatever the Pipara, what about this issue? Someone, is the fact that someone else took the fruit and put it into the mouth of the animal of third person, is that absolve that person of chiyuv? According to what you're saying and Baruch Be'er is saying, whether you're saying exactly the same svar, I don't know, but it's a vort that seems to be unique to bor and eish. Again, the way he puts it, and Tosus didn't give the mashal of the animal. He says. So according to this, it's a vort in the machayv and bor is a kriya. We say we call it pshiyas kriya. That's why we explain a memches. Even if the bor is dug by someone else, by a shore, why are you the balabor? Because it's equivalent to what? To, as if you would have been kor the bor, kimadakari dami. And you have to say by esh too, that you, there's a maisa, there's a mavir idea. So whatever lies within the realm of what we'd say, the possibilities of what should happen, you know, in a situation that the bor is mazik or the esh is mavir, that's called that the kriya lies within that eventuality. But for an adam coming out and throwing shor in, that's, I think you're saying a little bit like this. That's not called a ma'isa kriya for that situation. So the whole alabez of machiv of bor can't apply here. The alabez of bor is kemadikari dami or the kiyiftach kiyichre. But for something like this, it's not a kiyichre. It's a kiyichre for nafok shama shor hamor. It's not a kiyichre for a dachfo adam of bor. It's not a hamavias abeira for a adam should not santalis chaveru l'tochayish. It's a very interesting svara. It's not what we started going with this of Chaim's mashal with this. You're saying a bor. You're saying this is a baruch bez saying something like this, but it's a unique svara by bor ve'esh. Yeah, Isaac.
Just on that point, I think the way that I was understanding it was that Tosos was bringing the two cases Sheinba and Ruach Chaim. So when you have the two cases Sheinba and Ruach Chaim, the only way that the hezek could have happened is with this other action that happens. Someone takes a talus and puts it in. The ash is not going to go travel on its own. The boar is not going to travel on its own.
The boar anyway does travel. Yeah, that's our problem.
So when you have Shane, the animal, when it's in the chatzar nizak or whatever, could have just gone down and eaten the fruit. It didn't need someone to come and pick up the fruit and put it in.
Maybe the fruit was brought from outside, it's brought from another location. How do you know? Like, I'll give you a case where the animal wouldn't have pound the fruit without this person. Afo Pekin. When I said the animal ate fruit of somebody else. What would be that?
By bor, when we say tchilas asiyasul nezek, does that mean does that nezek, is that all types of nezek, or it's possible that maybe a nezek that needs a koch acher by bor is something she'ena mitsuya?
Exactly. We'll get to so that's what he started with in a mitsuya as a possibility. He right away rejected it baruch haber because that's called tchilas b'shusaf bonus. We can modify this a little bit. We'll get to the Talmud Rabbeinu Tam, but the way that he formulates it, just to say that it's the recurrence is an onus because it's very unlikely that an adam is going to kavan is going to do this, doesn't seem to be the answer because that would still get us into the problem of tchilas b'shul self of onus. There is something we can say, which we'll get to soon. Talmud Rabbeinu Tam that Shadi says naiv nachiv shmiro gabi that's maybe better. We'll get to that in just a few minutes. But the way you say just chas of onus, that's not enough, because when I say it's an onus, but it's chas of shia. So we're trying to use the Rav Chaim in terms of the mashal, but we're having a little bit of difficulty. Let's go back to that. First of all, why only Adam, not Behema? And why, you know, and what? What was we asking Rav Chaim? What? Bor is passive. Just a second, Avram. Maybe it's just, again, I'm thinking aloud with you. The Mishnah, ultimately, any case of Abba Nezikin, Kishihizik, says the Mishnah, Kishihizik Chav HaMazik. Kishihizik Chav HaMazik. Who's the Mazik? I thought the Shor was the Mazik. Right? Shor Bor Mavehever. I thought the Bor was Mazik. What's the Lashna Mishnah? Kishihizik Chav HaMazik. What's the title of the words Chav HaMazik? Who's the Mazik? The Adam. Who has a shore that was mazik? See, he's considered to be the mazik. Al yidei the mamun that was mazik of his mamun or the boar, whatever it is. To the extent that ultimately the chiv is going to be assigned and pointing to the person that had a boar, that had an esh, that had a shore that was mazik. He's now the mazik. That's what the Meiridi says on the Mishnah. Mazik means the one who has misrasha b'shmirasa. So going back to the Mashal Rav Chaim, to the point that if the Hezek occurs through an Adam the Kavana that uses my Bor to have a shore thrown into it, that uses my Eish to burn someone's Talis, and if I were correct, I would say maybe even by Shane. No, I'm not sure that Tosis is limiting himself to Eish and Bor. I have to know. But to the extent that there's somebody else who's using the kavana, using my bor for it. So then you can't add it all up and say kishizik chav hamazik meaning me. By ragi behema, maybe he still could do that. Ragi behema, no. But maisa behema is not bardas. So at the end of the day, I'm a bala bor and I'm chayiv because the hezek occurred, even though it was thrown in, the show was thrown in by another behema. Good. But if you have an adam, and chorad adam is adam amazik, and the way he was mazik was using my takala. So true, my takala is always mazik b'sheval tasa all the time. Correct, that's true. But if it's mazik b'sheval tasa al yidei maisa adam mikavana, then the sacha kol of all this is that I was just being used. My object, my bor maizik is being used. In which case, the chava mazik wouldn't be me, it would be him. So I'm still using the Rav Chaim's mashal with the ritzicha on a tinok, that I'm just a vehicle, but I'm just modifying it a little bit. In other words, in terms of nizikin, the mazik is the person that's acting through my takala, and that's not called, because it's not just about the boar itself was mazik, but the chava mazik is not the boar. The boar was always mazik b'shev al tasa, whether it was a shore fell in or it was pushed in. That's true. But as a result of what happened in the boar, it's chav hamazik. We have to now look at the bala boar and say, he was mazik al yedei habor. Not just the boar was mazik. The boar was mazik b'shev al tasa, however the shore fell in. But as a result of the shore falling in, the bala boar is considered to be a mazik as a result of that. It has to ultimately, you know, be focused on the person who dug the bor as being the mazik through the means of the hezek of the bor v'ashev al tasa. And therefore, since it ultimately has to come back to the person, and since the way that the occurrence, the hezek occurred in the bor was through another person using my bor to cause the shor to fall into it, so then you can't say that this is the mazik of the Adam is mazik. You know, the Bala Bor is called a mazik here because he was being used. His bor was being used. If my dover was being used for Hezek to occur, that cannot translate into Shehizik Chav HaMazik, I am mazik. Maybe that would be, to try to use this mashal Rav Chaim. Again, it's not a perfect analogy, but I think it's a way, helpful way to think about it. That the Tosis point is that's not called I'm being mazik. And that's why you need an Adam, not an animal, and that's why Adam is Kavana. Because that's what reconfigures the situation to not become my chiyuv of my bor of my eish. So that's one possibility here to think about Tosis. Avram.
I was going to ask, there's two opposing ideas. I'm not sure if either one makes sense, but you can say on the one hand, the guy's going and then he sees this bor and it's an opportunity to do hezek with it. So it's the person who had it, he decided to do this damage everything, but he used your bor to damage, so it's you're almost part of that because you allowed him and gave him the opportunity.
But remember, Tosis is saying even in our case, where the person is walking in a strange way in the street. I'm not saying he actually saw opportunity, he kicked it, which is not a normal way to walk, and it's mazik. And that's also, it's not just a case that you said where he directed. Kavana doesn't have to mean kavana in the most malicious of ways. It's just, there's something.
Either way, the fact that the person dug the bor had the ish, helped the possibility of the damage.
It did help the patient. So and yet he's putter. That's our question. Why?
I'm saying that's on the one hand. On the other hand, you could say that a person wants the damage, he's going to do it, and it just happens to be that he's using your thing. It's he doesn't really need you. You're not a part of it because he's damaging it. So up to him.
Umaisa with Pasha without the bor, wouldn't have. He had
to.
He
find another way to do it.
He was saying with the sidewalk. Yeah. Yes.
So what's the difference if I take the apple and I put it into the shore's mouth, or if I take the apple and I throw it off the cliff?
You're saying it's just you mean you're saying it somehow doesn't, it's not viewed as the mazik abar anymore. It's just the it's adam. See, I'm not saying it's not adam a mazik, but I'm saying that umaisa the takala was mazik. The fact is that the hezek occurred through a takala. Let them both be chayef. That's part of our question. Tos is assuming that it's not coming out fukin that the Adam shouldn't be chayiv. Tos is saying Adam shir in the chiyuv. The Adam is chayiv as Adam amazik, and the bor, the bala bor, the bala eish should be chayiv as well. And yet we're saying, no, only the Adam is chayiv. If the Adam is bekavana, then there's no chayiv anymore on the person whose boar was dug, or the person whose eshet is. Why? Let me try, there's two other svaras I want to explore with you. Rav Nachum actually is machaving to one of them, and that I found in Rishonim. They point in the footnotes that's in the Rishonim. Originally, Rav Baruch Ber's first instinct was to make it about a case that it's Rosh Eina Mitzuya. Right? It's unusual and unlikely that a person is going to come along and throw a shor into my boar or throw beged into my fire. His problem was Tchilas Mashiv Sofa Ba'onis. That's because he was assuming that the result was an onus, and I'm pater an onsin on such a result. Maybe we should be saying it a little differently. And this is why it's not going to be a problem with Tchilas Mashiv Sofa Ba'onis. He says, he quotes a Baruch Ber's Om Pshat, Rekab Shiasa Kriya. He says, now, in his Daiti Nira, Kavanas Tosis, there's three lines. L'svara b'ikr chiyuv shmira. But Tosis means it's a svara in the very machayiv itself, in the siba. Why are you chayiv for all the cases of Avos Nezikin? Kol shechavti b'shmira, so chsharti es nizkot. I'm a machshir anezek through my negligence, through my lack of shmira. L'gabi, what do I have a chiyuv shmira? HaTorah lo chiva lishmor, and all these mezikin have to do with why I'm chayiv, because I have a chiyuv shmira. That's why I'm chayiv for bor, for eish, for whatever it is. HaTorah lo chiva sabala bor lishmor es boro shelo yapilu lo shor bekavana. For such an eventuality that this bor, I have to show me this bor, I have a chiyuv shmira that this bor shouldn't be mazik. For what type of a hezek? Of a hezek of v'nafel shama shor chamor. But a hezek of that someone's going to throw a shor b'kavana into my bor, that's not my responsibility. Whose responsibility is that? Whose responsibility is that? That Adam shouldn't do such a thing. Ha-Adam, ha-Docheif, shouldn't do such a thing. So it's not b'chal, ain't a b'chal, shmiras on alecha. That's of Nachum, and he points in the footnotes, ha-dvar mivuorim lehedya b'chidushay tamid rabbeinu tam. It's what I gave you in the note, in the Yemar Mekomos. Talmud Rabbeinu Tam says, "Va'od nira, right? Va'od nira, the hacha Adam hamegalgel chayiv hakol. Di b'hadi deka megalgeli kamazki im takolas acherim. If it's mazik as it's rolling with someone else's takola, kigon kelov shezev gachal shezev. Then b'shalim b'shutfis. So then we say that the kelev has to pay, the baal kelev has to pay, and the baal hagachelos has to pay. The gemara chav gimel. However, avo hecha the adam gufei mazik afilu aydei takolas acherim chayiv ihu hakol kigon hadochiv shor chavero lebor onosin talis shor chavero leesh. Tosis two cases of the teda baal habor baesh petiri. And he says that, and so too over here. V'taima, here are the key words. V'taima, she'ein lebal habor lishmor boro me adam sheyesh bo das lishmor es gufo. I don't have to be shomer my bor from an adam who has his own das to watch himself that he shouldn't cause problems. Ela mi beheima lechuda she'ein la das. Mamish tesvara of Nachum, right? In other words, my chiyuv shmiras on alecha, why my chayiv is a balabor? To the extent that I have to be shomer myself from the bor being mazik, from an behema falling in. But you don't tell me I have a chiyuv shmira to my bor should not be mazik from Adam throwing in a shor. No, that's his responsibility. So to the extent that it's the responsibility of the Adam not to push another animal into my bor, that then it's no longer part of my shmiras on alecha to mechayiv me for the hezek of the bor. So to bayesh, for to the extent that an adam is kavana and a person has the ability to prevent themselves from doing such a nice hezek into my takala, so that never falls into the realm of my obligation in terms of my responsibility, which is the basis for why I'm chayiv. I'm chayiv because I failed in my shmira. What kind of shmira am I responsible for? Not vis-a-vis somebody themselves who's going to do something he shouldn't have done. No, that's his responsibility, not my responsibility. Very gishmak esvar. It's very different than we started with along the lines of Rav Chaim. Before I give you one more svara, l'chara, I'll give you an interesting nafkamina. Between, so far we had maybe two svaras that we suggested. I mean, Rabbi Baruch Ber, we mentioned as well, that in terms of the chi of kriya. Let's talk about these two svaras. Is it because I'm not called the mazik because he's using my takala to advance his agenda, so therefore he's the mazik? Or is it somehow because my chiyuv shmira no longer applies vis-a-vis what has to do with the person? He has to guard himself, so therefore it's not part of my responsibility in terms of what's machayev me for bor. The following interesting nafkamina. Tosas had a kasha on his yisod from the Gemara and Gimel base. What's the case over there? Not just an adam that pushes a shore into a bor, but an adam together with another shore together are pushing someone else's shore into someone else's bor. And what does it say? That the gabi nizikin kuan chayavin. What's bothering Tosas? Kuan chayavin. Why are you making the bala bor chayav? After all, the adam here that was involved as well in pushing ashore into the bor. So the bala bor should be pater. Fektik sos. And simin taf yud. Seemingly over here, it's not as simple as Tosis making it. If it's just an Adam, so you could say that Adam is Chayiv and the Baal Bor is Pater. But here, it's an Adam together with a Shor. Now, Tosis himself says, Ragli Behema, what's the Lacha? But if it was Ragli Behema, then who's Chayiv? Both are Chayiv. The person who's Behema causes the thing to fly, as well as the Baal Bor. Bala Esh with Bala Takal. So over here, it's interesting. Here you have Adam and Ashur, Shadachaf, Shocha Beru Labor. So in terms of the Adam, so the Bala Bor is absolved. But in terms of the Shur that was also participating in this Tchifa, in this pushing, so that, from that perspective, the Shur, Bala Shur, should not be Chai of everything. He should be able to say, the Bala Takala, the Bala Bor should be sharing. So how do you apportion the blame here? How are you gonna figure out what should be? So the Ksos has the following suggested solution. So from the perspective of the Adam, he's gotta pay half. Because He has no way to say, well, the Baal Bor has to share in the blame. So as far as he's concerned, he has to pay half. But now you have the other half. So how do you weigh that? So he says it should be a quarter and a quarter. The Baal Ashur should pay a quarter, and the Baal Bor should pay a quarter. This is what he wants to say.
Just
being Adam alone. That's clear. Let's say the person wasn't part of this, only the shor is dachav. El shor dachav shor achel lebor. Hayu shneim chayav b'shav hashor v'habor. V'hashta dehiziku shlashta. This is some tough yud sifkatan beis. How do you judge it? So what are you going to say? Adam pays half. Ubal Ashur chetzio. Ubal Bor yiftar l'gamri. How could you say that? Bal Ashur half. Bal Ashur half. Bal Bor off the hook. Adam half and Bal Ashur half. Habal Ashur toein. The Bal Ashur is going to say, how can you make me pay half? Anashut v'isri. I have a partner. My part of the hezek had a partner, because the Baal Bor it should be just as responsible as my shor. From my perspective, it's like a regular behemoth that pushed, so he has to pay as well. Even Baal Shor, havli Baal Bor shuta behezek. Regarding the Baal Shor's liability, there's a Baal Bor should be paying with him. The inay mahad. So okay, fine. The inay mahad b'shnei chalakim. So why don't you take this? Ha'adam pays two-thirds, and then Bala Shor Shlish. Okay, so you won't have to make him pay half, pay a third. So make the Adam pay two-thirds. Says the Exos, wait a second. Ha'adam Tohen, Anashut Priyasli, I have a partner which is the Bala Shor. Ha'adam Bala Shor Shlish equal, should both pay half equal? Why make me two-thirds? My head's like a curve between me and the Bala Shor. So why am I paying two-thirds? The nira shebeze yishalim ha'adam chetzio. Adam pays half. Va'ashor va'bor chetzio. The adam leschi shutef. El ha'ashor. U'machtziso ha'shen yishor revia u'bor revia. So it's like, so if that's correct, then ef shalomar, that when Rabbah says later on Daphnun Gimel, that wa'at linyin nezakin adam v'shor u'bor. Shloshen chayavin, linyin nezikin kuon chayavin. Doesn't say how much. Kuon chayavin, right? Kuhn chayavin. Doesn't mean a third, a third, a third. Doesn't say. It's a kuhn chayavin. So make kuhn chayavin means not everyone the same, but rather Adam. It could be really a case of Adam b'kavana, and it will mean Adam b'kavana, he'll pay half, the Bala Shor will pay a quarter, Bala Bor will pay a quarter. So why does Torah have to change the case to mean that the Adam is Shor b'kavana, and then and that's why they all pay equally. The problem with Tosfos was, how come Kohen Chayavin? Because, according to the Cheshbon, the Baal HaShor has got to share his half with the Baal HaBor. So it's quarter and quarter and a half. So you have two possibilities. Either Tosfos will hold that the Lashon is Mashmah, everyone pays equally, and the Shita is Mashmah that way. Or the Tosfos argues on the premise of the Ksos. Tosfos holds that the din would be not that the Baal HaBor will pay a quarter. If it would be b'kavana, he wouldn't pay a quarter. Why not? So seemingly, this could depend on the svaras that we just said. If the pshat is the first, wait, we wanted to say with Rav Chaim, based on Rav Chaim's mashal, that the mazik now is considered to be a mazik of Adam, not, he's only using the bor. So that's true from the perspective of the Adam's role. But from the perspective of the shor's role, if the shor is also involved in pushing, so then there's a shutef, right? The ksos is right. Then it should come out that the Baal HaBor should have to pay a quarter. So kun chayavin maybe means half, a quarter, and a quarter. But if we go with Rav Nachum and the svar of Tamar ben Utai, what does that mean? Vis-a-vis a hezek of an adam, I don't have a chiyav shmir. Now here you have to ask yourself, shor v'adam shedachvu, could each one have done it by itself? Is it zeh yachov v'zeh yachov? Or like by Shabbos, you have shnayim sh'asu, you have cases of zeh yachov v'zeh yachov, each one could do independently, but they do it together, or ze'ena yachol. Without the joint effort, it couldn't have happened. So it doesn't say what the case is. I'll tell you. Maybe the case is that you needed the joint effort of the shor and the adam, and together they got the shor throw into it. In other words, without the adam's contribution here, without his efforts, the shor would not have been falling in. So now, the svar, what do you say? Tamar ben Utam svar. So if, vis-a-vis an adam who has tavana, and he has his own responsibility, and without him, it wouldn't have happened. So what would you say? Would the Baal HaBor have to pay a quarter or pay zero? Pay zero, because the extent that Hezek needed the contribution of the Adam, there's no Shmiras and Alecha on the part of the Baal HaBor. So the Ksos is wrong. It wouldn't mean that it would be a quarter, quarter and a half, because with the Svar of Tamar ben Utam, there's no Chiv Baal HaBor to the extent that the Adam was necessary for the Hezek. And then we say, it's not my chiyuv shmira, it's your obligation. So even though it was with another party, with the shor, but since we're going to have to say, the case is without the adam acting together in concert with the shor, it wouldn't have happened as it would have happened. So then it's no longer part of my obligation in terms of the bor. Some interesting afkamina, in other words, according to, if you don't learn this svar ben Utam, then I hear the ksosis cheshbon makes sense. But in Tamar ben Utam, it would be different. Comes out that Tosfos could be asking Akasha, because it's clear to Tosfos that the Baal HaBor would not pay at all. Questions, and I'll give you one more. That's a lot. There's one more svara that Rabbi Baruch Ber brings here to understand this inyan of why there should be no chiv of the Baal HaTakala if it was someone else acting through it. One more mahalach. So we have a couple possibilities at this point, right? We had maybe something along the lines of what we brought from Rav Chaim, that the mazik at the end of the day is no longer this person. We have the Svara of Baruch Ber that we mentioned earlier, we were having to a little bit, that maybe it doesn't lie within the Pshiyas HaKriya, Pshiyas HaHavara. It's a unique Svara to Eish and Bor. And then we have the Svara Tam Bin Utam, that Rav Nachman is machaving to, that it's not part of Shemas Nalecha of the Bor. So far we have maybe three approaches. One more approach, if they can indulge me with another few minutes. One more Mahalach. It's the last year of the month, so we can, you know, so we have one more. He brings it b'shem Gaon Echad. Baruch Ber says this is the Griz. I guess they knew who he's quoting. It doesn't say who it is, but the Nachman says this is the Briska Rav, and he doesn't like it. He has kashas lechor, and not all the kashas are so strong, but this yisod is fascinating, and we saw it already. He quotes a Tosus later. We saw that Tosus. What does he bring from this Gaon Echad? The gam ein lomar kimosher ratzah gon echad lahazbir svaras hatosus is what he brings in one of the paragraphs here before he gives his own pshat. Dahavi kimaimid ukimosher yesh din maimid gabi behema dahavi aidei zechiyuv mamono bahavi shaleach beiro achinami nomar gabi bor da mashrich bor havrei din maimid al habor bahavi kibor didei. What is Rabbi Biskarov saying? Who remembers the Tosus beginning of Akonis? The Gemara says that the din is Hamaimid Behemas Chavero Al Komas Chavero. So the person takes someone else's animal and puts it down on someone else's Kama, where standing grain, and it doesn't actually put it into the mouth of the animal, but the animal does what instinctively does and starts eating. So the Gemara says here, Nun Vavam Beis, Hamaimid Behemas Chavero Al Komas Chavero Chayiv. Even though he's not doing it to his own animal, right? It's not his animal. Reuben took Shimon's animal and puts it down on Levi's standing grain. And Shimon's animal starts eating. Reuben is chayiv. What's the pshat? Where is this halacha maimid? What is it based on? So there are all kinds of possible shitas here. Tosus says, Lashon Tosus here, Nevav and Vei, second Tosus. Afal pish ena behema shelo, Reuven took Shimon's animal and put it down on Levi's field. Chay mitam shein v'regel. So Reuven is chayiv because of shein v'regel. The afal gadisib bi'iro, b'shilach es bi'iro. Kididei chashiva, ho v'hu asa. Knows he doesn't own the animal, but it's ki'ilu he owns the animal. He owns this hezek. He created, he acted here to get Shimon's animal to eat, so it's as if it were... He's b'choyv because of what mazik? Shein v'regel. The animal trampled, the animal ate. Reuven is chayv din shein v'regel. V'shirach is b'iro because he took Shimon's animal and put it down in a place where it's now going to eat. So Reuven is chayv din shein v'regel. Tosus extends it to Eish as well. Kemo madgik pishtano shachavero b'nero shachavero. Here you see from Tosus, we mentioned this once before, that this would be halach of maimed. If Reuven takes Shimon's flame torch and burns down Levi's field, so this is now Reuven's chiyuv of Eish. Now, in order to know, before we go to the Briska Rav by Bor, the Briska Rav is assuming something which is not a simple assumption before anything else. Tosus doesn't tell you, and what about Shimon's shor? Does Shimon have to pay as well? It says Reuven has to pay kididei chashiva. What about the one who really owns the animal? Reuven took Shimon's animal and places it al komas Levi. So Reuven is chayiv midin shein. That's called maimid. And Reuven takes Shimon's torch and burns down Levi's field. Reuven is chayiv based on maimid. That Tosfos sounds like. And what about Shimon whose torch burnt the field? What about Shimon whose animal ate the grain? So the Zixos, I forget where, that thinks, okay, he also has to pay. The Briska Rav takes for granted, although it doesn't say Mefurish in Tosus, that in the case of Maimid, Reuven is Chayiv and Shimon is Pater. Reuven took Shimon's animal, puts al Kamas Chavero, Reuven becomes the Baal is Chayiv Mishum Shein. And Shimon is no longer Chayiv. So now the Briska Rav extends it to Bor as well. So you can have, now Tosus never said it in a Maimid by Bor, but what do you have over here? Adam, Shedachaf, Shor, chavero, the boar. So Reuven, Levi dug a boar. Reuven takes Shimon's shore and throws it into Levi's boar. So the Brisker Rebbe wants, and Tosfos says, Pashut, that what, that Levi doesn't have to pay. So the Brisker Rebbe says, that the reason why it's Pashut is because Reuven is a Maimid. Just like you have Maimid by Shem Regel and Eish, you have it by boar as well. So the Chi of boar would not be on Levi, who dug the boar. The Chi of boar would be on who? And the one who used the boar to be mazik, just like if I used your animal to eat, to cause it to eat, someone in the field, it's like it's my animal. So I'm chayif, what, quote unquote, now my animal, since I caused the maisa ezek of your animal, it becomes like it's my animal for Shane. So it's because it's like it's my boar. That's the Brisker Rebbe's yisod. And by maimed, he says the other person is no longer chayif, only the maimed is chayif. So the Brisker Shmuel doesn't like this svar. Ain Loma Kimoshivatsa Goyin Echad Lahazbias Faras Atosus Davi Kimaimid, Ukamoshiesh Din Maimid Gabi Behema, Davi Ideza Chiyub Mamono, Babi Shoyach Beiro, Hinami Noma Gabi Bor, Damashi Chibor, Hamashi Chibor, Havale Din Maimid Alabor, Favi Kibor Dide, Ze Gamkein EF Shalomer, Choda, Dulomatsino Din Maimid Lachaibo Mishimbor. This we have to explain what this is about. This is this Kasha here, we have to know what he means. It says, we never find Maimid by Bor. Let's think about that. But this second kasha, I don't understand at all. The Ode. The Imken Yipater Al Kalin. Both say, tell me, understand this kasha? What's the second kasha? If the Chiyuv is Maimid, it means it's like it's my boar, then Yipater Al Kalin. Because it should have the Gedar and my boar. Why doesn't this necessarily have to be a kasha in the Brisker Rebbe? Why would it be chayv and kalim? Yeah.
We're not saying that the baal habor is pater. We're saying
no. He's assuming the baal habor is pater.
Right, but we're saying not because the boar did nothing, rather because the boar is now owned by the person who threw it in.
Right.
He,
so then
he
it's
himself
pater.
Is using well. That's why.
He, right. No, but the chiyuv he's considered just like he becomes beiro, like it's Shane. He's chayv mishum Shane. Tosa said. So Brisker Rebbe says he's chayv mishum boar, and to extent he's chayv mishum boar, the baal habor is not the baal habor. I'm the baal habor. Okay, he says if the chayv mishum boar, pater on kalim. Why would we assume if he ruined someone's garment, throwing it into the boar, he would be chayiv there as well? If it's only mishum shemaimed that I'm chayiv, then she pater on kalim. So I think I have a simple response to that kasha. What?
Are we saying that he's chayiv in Adam
Alam? Oh, beautiful. In other words, the Brisker Rebbe never meant that he wouldn't have a basis to mechayiv Adam Amazik. Adam Amazik. Of course he'd be chayiv. So kalim you be chayiv Adam Amazik. Elamai mitzad Adam Amazik. But you have a shutuf. It's Adam Amazik together with the boar. So what makes you, what absolves the baal habor here? So the Brisker Rebbe, there's another angle. Besides being another Amazik, which I'm sure you are, you also are a maimid on the mazik of boar, which case you assume the chiyuv of mazik of boar and not him. Okay, fine. And therefore, to the extent that you are baal habor, you'd be chayiv, and he wouldn't be chayiv. When it comes to kalim, he's anyway, baal habor is anyway pater. Bar is anyway pater on kalim. So from that perspective, you're not a maimid, but you don't need to be a maimid to be chayiv by yourself. Because you're an adam amazik, in which case the bar is pater on kalim, so you're chayiv on adam amazik. Any way you cut it, you're going to be chayiv completely by yourself. Because on whatever is non-kalim, that bar is chayiv on. So the fact that you're also a maimid, at the same time you're adam amazik, you're also a maimid on the amazik of bar. And being a maimon and a mazik bar makes it that you are the only baal habor, not him. And therefore, Yechiv is you and not him. To the extent that it will be Kalim, so then bor is pater on Kalim. So then being a baal habor is irrelevant for Kalim, this Torah Kalim. But then you have other mazik, so Yechiv on Kalim because other mazik. So the kasha of pater on Kalim, I don't understand. But what's the first kasha? This is a very interesting question. Lo matzino maimid l'chayv mishum bor. What's behind this question? This idea of maimed that we see in Tosis, binogea shein v'regel, binogea eish, but lo matzino din maimed by bor. What's the difference? Why yes, why not? Why should it be different? The same way I can own the hezek of shein by taking your animal and setting it up to do the mazik of shein, I'm the one that's Be'iro. It's my mazik of Shein now because I took it over. I made this animal do the hezek of Shein. I become the Baal HaBehema for Shein. And so too by Eish, Hidlik, Be'eish Shel Chaveiro, I become the Baal HaEish, the Mavias HaBe'era, Kihu Mi. So why not say by Bor as well, that the fact that I'm setting up that the Bor is mazik, I become the Baal HaBor, and then therefore I'm Chayiv and not him. The Biskarab thought, yes, but Cheshbu thinks not. What's this about? You see, you have to think of that. What could be the issue? Do we find Maimed by Bor? Yes or no? Yeah?
There's no Pshia Kriya Sabor for this guy.
Pshia Sakriya. It's a Pshia Sakriya Vort. Okay? Maybe. Maybe. It's a Vort. It's a good Vort. You think it's a good Svar? Think at the end of the day, Bor needs what we call Pshia Sakriya. And through Maimed, you're not going to have that. By the other Mazikin, it's just what it is. So you can become a Be'iro. You can become Esho. Good, interesting. What else could we say?
Most cases of maimed, it requires something else. You put something,
and then it's a maisa hezek.
And then there's another maisa hezek.
It's a good thing. I thought this svar. This is a good svar. In other words, maimed means that the maisa hezek is attributed to the maimed and not to the other person. The extent it takes away from the other person's chayv, that's when there's a maisa hezek. But bor is mazik in a passive manner. It's shevel tase. It's a takala. So the Mitzias is a Mitzias of Takal regardless. Maimed only means that the Maisa Hezek is attributed to me. I set it up, the animal eats. The Eish burns. So who made that Hezek? Why am I Chayv as a Maimed? And to the extent that he's excluded. Because I own that Hezek, that Maisa Hezek. Because I made that Maisa Hezek happen. Here it's not Maisa Hezek, it's just the Mitzias of the Bor. So maybe the whole dynamic of Maimed doesn't operate by Bor. By Bor, it's just the Takal itself. So then you can't become the owner of the boar. You're saying a different slur because you didn't do Pshia Sakriya. That could also be what he means. But it could be he means Lo Matzino did Maimed by boar because Maimed has to do with becoming Chayiv because you own the Maisa Hezek. And here there's no Maisa Hezek. It's just the boar passively causing Hezek. So that's why boar, maybe can you say Maimed or boar? That seems to be a Machokas Achronim. The Biskarav and the Baruch Ber, right? Whether you can say this, and that's how Biskarav learned Pshat and Tosis, assuming again that you would through Maimed, you other person will be putter. And that's the board of Tosis. The entire point of Tosis has to do with that. You putter al kelim, I don't hear the kash at all. But the question is, do we find Maimed by board or do we not? Yeah.
But according to that logic, it's kal chomer that you'd be more chayav. I mean, if you only say he's Maimed because he's not just establishing the hezek, he's doing the hezek, then it's like even more of a reason to be chayav.
No, that's why the Maimed is chayav. Yeah, that's why the Maimed is chayav.
By saying there's no such thing as Maimed by board, that's a reason to just make it more quiet. Like, it's not a kasha in the end of the day in terms of our understanding.
He only needs to be passive. He doesn't need a maisa hezek. You don't have to be my...
What are you saying? I don't hear you kasha.
There's something else that's needed. By bor, there's nothing else that's needed. So, no. How come you should be chayav by bor?
I'm saying maimed means you become the osa hezek. But if there's no osa hezek, then the maimed, the whole principle doesn't start.
I'm saying
if the whole... Erase everything else we said. The other svaras are not the pshat. The pshat and tosis, koin biskarav, is a new vort. Tosis entire, the whole premise of this tosis is because of maimed. So now, all the other things are not valid svaras. All the other things, in other words, you should be shomer your bor from everybody. The point is, but he becomes a maimed. The question is there a concept of maimed by bor or not?
Right, but he pushes it into
the... Fine, but the answer is, maimed is only when... No, but the maimed is with the asiyas, the hezek is still... You're saying there was a maisa because you threw the animal in. That's just the hezek occurring. But the hezek occurs, the boar is acting in its capacity of being stationary. And therefore you can't become the baal habor if the hezek is b'shevet. So at the end of the day, we have a both site, kama v'kama svaris. In the tosis, possible, among them you have nafkaminas in the case of the ksos. In the case of tosis, the ksos has been out if there's two partners that do it. But basically, are we talking about, you know, is it because there's no chsiba for the chiyuv because of the no shmiras and alecha for a case of an adam, he should have guarded himself? That's what we saw already in Rishonim. In the Rashba, I think it's Kain Zemashba that way. The Rashba talks about Ragi Behema. You have to be shomer for Ragi Behema. It sounds like the Rashba is saying Kain Zed that by adam, you don't have to be shomer because he has to be shomer. I think the Rashba is mashba that way as well. That would be the Rishonim already. We wanted to say something along the lines with Rav Chaim's idea of being by Ritzicha b'Shevel Tase. So you're just being used, and therefore the mazik, the total picture of mazik is not. Your role is subsumed under the larger mazik of the adam. We have a Baruch Besfar that there's no Pshia Sakriya. or Pshias Havara, which is a unique svar to Eish and Bor, and we have the svar of Viskarav that the Baruch Bar quotes that it's a din of Maimid, but that depends on whether we assume that din of Maimid can apply by Bor. Okay. Both sides, do we have